was one. I think I voted against.
This is Tiffany Edwards Hunt with Big Island Chronicle, and I'm traveling with correspondent Alan McNary up to Volcano Village. It's after 12 a.m. on Wednesday, November 7th. We've been covering the election, and we are reflecting on the results. We were just talking about the prosecutor's race and the support that the various deputy prosecutors gave to Lincoln Ishida and how that might play out for them. I personally don't think that Mitch Roth is going to be going down the line saying, oh, you voted for my opponent, I'm not going to rehire you. I think he'll look at their merits, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, no doubt.
He doesn't seem to be vindictive like that, but...
No, he seems... When I interviewed him, you know, it occurred, whereas Lincoln got very defensive about people endorsing him, Mitch thought, hey, you know, that could be a problem. and I'll take a look at who gave me money. And I think that's kind of his approach. He impresses me as very open and very, very willing, very thoughtful. So I think he probably impressed voters that way, too.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the prosecutor's office with him at the helm. I'm really interested in the council members and how, you know, the new term unfolds. Not only with the leadership, but also who they choose for the county clerk. Aren't you curious?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
I mean, we know that it could be anyone, but certainly we've seen county clerks who are not lawyers. Do you think it helps or hinders that sometimes they choose someone who's not, doesn't have a legal background?
I think it would be... even better if they chose one who has an accounting background or an administrative background.
Interesting. But there's so much of the job is about helping them with, you know, policy making. So what do you think would be beneficial as far as like an accountant as the county clerk?
It's a lot of the job is also dealing with money and figures.
If they're supposed to, like, following organized. The line items in the budget, is that what you're trying to say?
Right, keeping organized.
But the task of the county clerk is to oversee council services and the actual policy making. It's the county council members who really go over the line items in the budget.
Yeah, but there's also the line items of...
The county clerk's office.
Yeah, right. You know, you have to... You have to be able to manage a budget and a batch of people and follow rules.
I would say less an accountant or a lawyer than a good manager, because what we've seen, I mean, whether or not you're pro or con Jamei Kawauchi, you can agree that there have been some management challenges, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. It takes a personality that can stay calm and under pressure, obviously. And if you start thinking the world's against you, the world will be against you.
Well, so that's something to watch. The other is to see our Big Island delegation and if they accept Russell Rudderman into the fold, because we're going to see a lot of our... incumbents return, and yet we have Russell Rudderman he was on the Democratic ticket, but he has a lot of green tendencies, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Russell and Ms. Lowen are both going to be trying to find their niche in this legislature, which is not very forgiving to people who buck the leadership, and it's going to be, Russell's biggest challenge is ahead of him now. It's going to be who can he find for an ally, in among all those incumbents.
Well, that's pretty much what we have for time. Thank you so much to our listeners and for